And good morning. It is time for a look at local and area news. It's brought to you by Premier Bank and Elm City Center. I'm Ryan Turk. The flood levels in Meredosia are closing in on a record high. After a week of heavy rainfall, the Illinois River sits at 28.42 feet. According to projections from the National Weather Service, the river is expected to level off at 28.5 feet around Meredosia on July 1st. The Illinois River's record high in Meredosia is 28.7 feet. Morgan County ESDA Director Phil McCarty told WLDSWEAI News that the next 2 weeks are a critical time for Meredosia.
And the general public needs to be aware of the risk in the case that we have a issue with the water. Just have a little bit of heightened awareness of what's going on and what's happening.
McCarty says the weather in Meredosia has, quote, at times been overwhelming. He adds that outside of praying for no more rain, there isn't much more that can be done for the town.
Well, right now we've done everything we can to protect them with bag and sand and monitoring the levees. So there's no evacuation notices been issued or recommended at this time. There have been some people or some residents that are immediately adjacent to the river levees that have been advised that they should evacuate to higher ground at this time just due to the proximity to the river.
McCarty plans for work on the Meredosia Bridge to continue unless the area receives a significant amount of rainfall. McCarty believes it will take 2 weeks of dry weather in Meredosia for the river to decrease to a safe level. Volunteers are encouraged to assist with sandbagging at City Park in Meredosia this week.
What makes a great bank? A great banking staff. This is Lacey Sorrell, customer service representative here at Premier Bank. Our customers are a part of our family. We take time to make sure your accounts and services work for you. From online banking to our full-service mortgage department, Premier Bank is your hometown bank. See us today, 1604 West Morton, or online at premierbanksonline.com. Premier Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Jacksonville police made three arrests last night and overnight. 21-year-old Kirsten Trotter of the 800 block of Illinois was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 2:45 p.m. for disorderly conduct. Trotter has been released on bond. 27-year-old Caleb Shasher, who is listed as homeless, was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 1:30 this morning for domestic battery and possession of drug paraphernalia. Shasher remains in custody. 70-year-old Judy Wilder of the 300 block of North Church was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 4 a.m. for DUI. Wilder remains in custody. Two of the Republican candidates running for the Illinois 18th District seat discussed their political agendas on WLDS's What's on Your Mind yesterday. Neither Donald Reince of Benson or Mike Flynn of Quincy have any elected political experience, but they both were passionate about making a change for the state of Illinois. After the resignation of former Congressman Aaron Schock, the congressman position has been surrounded by controversy. Reince and Flynn talk about the ways they would make the 18th seat a trusted and respected position once again.
I'm not going to be out on a ski-doo. I'm not going to be in front of GQ magazine. I'm going to be at home, either at home with my family and going through the constituents, or out in D.C. working on issues. That's what I'll be doing. There won't be any of this playing around. And I will be open, and I will communicate with the constituents as best as I can.
I don't need a lot of staff in Washington. Too many politicians we elect to Washington want to be in Washington, and they get big staffs in Washington. They spend all their money in Washington. I would spend almost all of it in the district. And by having more staff and offices in the district, people will have more say in what we do and what the government's doing, and we'll be there to assist people.
Reince extended a firm message to farmers in the 18th district.
I'll communicate with the farmers. My whole family's farmers since the 1860s and up in the Minook area. And I will communicate with them and talk to them and find out what their concerns are and what their needs are.
Flynn says if elected to the 18th district, he wouldn't receive a pension.
I think one of the most ridiculous things in government right now is that we have congressional pensions and pensions for elected officials. When you have those pensions, it changes their outlook, and it makes them, it gives them incentives to worry about the pension rather than the people. And so I think we have to get rid of those.
Reince and Flynn shared similar views on term limits and regulations for immigration. State Senator Darren LaHood, who is also running against Flynn and Reince, was not able to participate during the show. To hear a full interview, go to WLDS.com. Primary voting takes place on July 7th. Keeping two sets of books led to more than $2.5 million in receipts at the Illinois Health Information Exchange Authority being improperly recorded. Illinois News Network has more.
That's just one of nearly two dozen findings in a recent Auditor General's report on the authority's first 5 months of existence. The auditor also found the authority maintained inaccurate and incomplete financial information, subscriber fees were not accurately assessed, accounts receivable being overstated, no controls over equipment, payments to third-party vendors lacking control, and more. The auditor says the authority also made payroll payments for an individual regardless of the Department of Health Care and Family Services being responsible for paying the payroll costs. Illinois Health Information Exchange Authority oversees and operates the exchange and promotes adoption of electronic medical records and participation in health information among providers within Illinois and other states, and has been in operation since February of 2014. In Springfield, Greg Bishop, INN Radio.
I've been talking about Elm City Center for months. You know, about how we shred confidential papers. If you've got some in your home or business, you could just leave it where it is. You know, in the closet, down the basement, in the attic or garage, filling drawers and drawers and boxes, taking up space, giving little critters a place to hide. Here's another idea. Bring it to us and let us shred it. You get your space back, the little critters move out, and your confidential papers are securely destroyed and recycled. Elm City Center on Walnut at Webster.
The clock is winding down for Illinois lawmakers to approve a state budget. Governor Rauner sent a memo to state workers advising them to continue to report to work if a budget agreement is not reached by today's deadline. He said his administration is working to make sure they would still get paychecks on time. Attorney General Lisa Madigan released a statement saying that Illinois law would not allow the state to fund all government operations and services if a budget is not in place by tomorrow. Taking a look at temperatures, yesterday's high was 82, the low was 64, did receive a trace of precipitation. A full look at the forecast is on the way next. A reminder, bulletin news is always on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.